Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because I really want you to leave with a fire under your booty, whether it's to do that thing that you feel called to do that you've been kind of shoving down, pretending like you don't know what to do when in reality, you just need to get out of your own damn way and go, or for you to just get some clarity by trying things out and pushing forward and freaking going for it rather than sitting in this life that you're only kind of into. I want you to build a life that you're obsessed with. And if I can help you in any way, I'm going to do it in today's episode. So I'm really excited to dive in. But first, I have a really cool opportunity for you. You might have heard me talk about my personal development community, The Collective, in previous episodes, but I got big news. I actually stopped doing The Collective. I'm completely changing my community. And if you happen to listen to the bonus episode that I did with my fiance, Sina, that was dropped on Friday, I explained kind of how we came up with this pivot. And I also, you know, we both gave tactical advice if you're in a season of really needing to make a change for yourself. So I will drop that in the show notes so you can go check that out. But basically, just to get you on the same page, The Collective is gone. So my current Collective members are now getting transitioned into this new community, but I'm also opening it up for registration. And the community is called She Goes Community. It's designed to connect ambitious women with tools and support so they never have to go alone. And we've got three types of ambitious women that are in this community. Number one, my side hustlers. I freaking love the side hustlers. These are the bloggers, podcasters, Etsy shop owners, network marketers. Really, it's just go-getter women that are building something on the side. Maybe you're a mom full-time and you've got this side thing that you're passionate about, working full-time, this side thing that you want to just grow. Right? Side hustlers. I got you. Number two, these are the full-time entrepreneurs. These are the women that are just trying to scale and grow and be connected to other women that have that crazy big vision for their life, and they get you and they want to root for you and they want to collaborate with you, right? And number three, this special category of women, the women who want more, meaning you got a gut feeling that you just want more for your life, but maybe you're lacking clarity or direction, or you just don't feel like you've got the tools or support, or you're getting exposed to enough ideas that are going to help get you where you want to go. So if you connect with any of those three categories, this community is going to be your jam, and I cannot wait to have you as part of it. And I'll just kind of keep you on the same page that it's a little bit different than The Collective in that it's not just personal growth, because I really wanted to incorporate business as well. I have done network marketing in the past. Now I'm, you know, over a year into building a new business. I've also, you know, launched this podcast that I've had for 2 years. I've helped a ton of women do that. I've just helped so many entrepreneurs that I want to share with you tactical things that I've learned in real time as I'm going through this, because She Goes Community is like this podcast in that it's a come with me, let's figure this out together, rather than look at me, I've got this all figured out. So I also bring in experts to our community. And this She Goes Community is very simply structured. The Collective was starting to get a little bit confusing and overwhelming because, full transparency, I was figuring it out as I was going. And I was actually adding too much to it. So some of the women that were in the community were like, oh my gosh, Keisha, I love you, but I'm feeling overwhelmed. So I cut out all the extra fluff. And this community is all about connection and tools. So every Tuesday, I do a live Q&A coffee chat in our member-only Facebook community where you can ask me anything in real time. I'm very, very transparent with my community. And then every Thursday, we do a live workshop. It's either hosted by me or a powerhouse keynote speaker, New York Times bestselling author, industry leader, or expert, where we focus on either mindset, vision, health, or business, which are four core areas that I think help support you as a human being, especially if you're a side hustler, entrepreneur, or women who want more, right? And then, of course, you get exclusive discounts on products, programs. You're the first to know about everything with She Goes Company. It's the place to be. And I've got a big vision, including an app that we're going to start developing in a couple of months and a lot of fun things along the way. And I just want women like you that are ambitious go-getters to be part of this so we can evolve this together. So if you want to join us, head to KeishaFitzgerald.com/community and you can snag your spot and get immediate access for only $17. Again, that's KeishaFitzgerald.com/community. Or of course, you can always DM me on Instagram and I can answer any questions that you have. Now, I'm so excited about this. I'm so fired up. So let's dive into today's pep talk, which is all about ripping the Band-Aid and going for it. Because honestly, if there's one thing that fires me up and makes me sweaty in weird places, it's this idea that through this podcast, I can help you in some way build a life that you're not just kind of sort of into, but legitimately obsessed with. One where you get to the end of your TBD amount of days here and you have zero regrets because you went for it. You're a girl that was going for it. And I understand that feeling fear is real. And of course, you're going to feel scared when you're starting something new because you've never done that thing before. You have no idea what to expect. And you might be scared to go to that next level because you don't know if you can handle it yet. You don't have the habits and the skills to, you know, be at that level yet. So of course, you're scared. And you might be scared to leave something that you know because it's comfortable and familiar, even if it's no longer serving you, because you don't actually know if that new thing is going to be better than just staying where you're at. So of course you're scared. And you might be scared because the true dream that you have tugging at your heartstrings, you know, if you say it out loud, someone that's close to you might not get it or might not support you. And you're worried about it. I get it. Those feelings are valid, but aren't all of those fears, everything I just mentioned, plus everything else that you can come up with, aren't those fears so much less scary than getting to the end and never knowing what could have been if you weren't too damn scared to even try? Because think about it. At the end of people's life, what do they say they regret? It's the things that they didn't do. It's the unlived dreams, the unlaunched business ideas, the unwritten books, the moves that they never got around to doing to that city that they always wanted to live in, the podcast that they didn't launch because they said next month, next month, next month, the Etsy shop, the products, the memberships, the communities, the nonprofits, all of it. People at the end of their life know the things that they wanted to do and never got around to do or talked themselves out of doing are legit going to die in them. Because they said, someday I'll do that thing, and someday never came. So girl, we've got to raise the necessity to show up. We've got to connect you to the tools and community, which is why I'm creating for this, you know, this for you in real time, because the time is flying by whether we like it or not. And I do not say that to stress you out or think that you need to be further than you are right now. That is not what I mean. I say that to tell you, girl, if you've got something that you're shoving down, waiting around until the time is right, you're missing out right now. And that time may never come. So borrow some belief from me because I believe in you and I believe with every single morsel of my soul that if you've got a dream on your heart, you've got a vision for your life, you are supposed to be the one that makes it happen. Period. End of story. And I also believe that the pain that you might have gone through, the very thing that you wished away, you wished would have never happened to you because it was heartbreaking and devastating and it was so freaking tough. I also believe that if you choose to believe it, that's a gift that you're supposed to share with the world to help other people navigate that same pain so they don't have to feel alone. And I believe that if you're listening to a podcast like this, you got a lot of ideas popping up. Right? And you might be thinking, Keish, like, I hear you, but I don't know what I want. Right? Then I still think, even not knowing what you want, that you're exactly where you need to be because now you get an opportunity to take radical responsibility to getting yourself to be more open-minded, to trying things out. You got to detach from the outcome of the thing. If you tried something and it didn't work, that's great. Right? Your goal is to try things to build a fulfilling life full of experiences, of learning what you like and what you don't like, what you love, what you're passionate about, and what you'd rather not do again. I don't even have to know you in person to know that you care about people, right? And that deep down, you know, you've got massive potential. If you really think about it, it can put you to tears, right? You listen to a podcast like this because you want to get out of your own damn way. You want to start chasing your dreams or you want to keep going when you fill yourself with doubt. because you're thinking about all the reasons that you don't think that you're going to get there. You're looking around at other people that you think are further along than you and telling yourself some BS stories that don't serve you. But deep down, girl, I know that you know this. You're talented. You're capable. You're worthy. And truly, there is someone right now who's got less time than you, less skills than you, less connections than you, that is doing the thing that you want to be doing and seeing success in it. Not because she has anything that you don't. In fact, she has less. The difference is she just started. And when she wanted to give up, she kept going. She didn't wait for her permission slip. She didn't wait around to feel ready or feel qualified. She wrote her own damn permission slip, and she's currently qualifying herself in the process while you're waiting around for someone else to tell you that you can go for it. Girl, I will tell you, go for it. So you can stay with your excuses of not having time or not having money or not having skills or not having connections, or you can ask yourself a better question because you deserve it. How can I make time? How can I find the money? How can I build the skills? How can I get the connections? I care about you, period. And while I'm committed to making my life about serving you and navigating those doubt moments that I have too, those times that I waste a bunch of time comparing myself to someone else, like I know that stuff doesn't work, which is why this podcast has come with me. Let's talk about this rather than look at me. I know what I'm talking about all the time. I don't. But I will pour into you in this podcast and in SheGo's community and eventually in my live events and everything. But I can't make you do the work for yourself. And I never would even if I could. I don't want to rob you of pride. I don't want to rob you of the fulfillment that comes from doing the thing that you said that you're going to do after the feeling that you said it and is gone. You've got to realize for yourself, girl, that you're capable and that any day you decide that you're going to stop, you know, these BS stories that aren't serving you, you're also going to stop robbing other people of your gifts. You're going to stop robbing yourself of the fulfillment that you could be having right here, right now by choosing to go after it rather than choosing, because yes, girl, it's a choice to stay stuck. So do you, the woman with the big dreams, vision, or even just that unsettled feeling in your gut that's like, gosh, I know there's something here, but what the hell is it? You're going to want to talk yourself out of starting, but you got to go anyway. Somewhere in the middle, you're going to want to quit because it's hard. You're a human, not a robot. Welcome to the club. It's tough sometimes. You're not always going to feel like you're getting closer. You're going to think you're going to never get there where you want to go. But girl, trust me, you will. Keep putting your reps in. And truly, when you get where you want to go, you're going to look back at the woman that you are, literally right here in this exact moment. You're going to look back at her with so much freaking admiration. You're going to see the impact that she's made. You're going to see the life that she's gifted herself, the life that she created for her family, for the people that she loves, the opportunities that they have because of her. And you're going to feel so proud. You're going to feel so freaking proud. I would never rob you of that by trying to do the work for you. I can't even if I wanted to, but girl, you deserve this. And you know what's cool? You're also going to realize, I know this is going to happen for you. You're going to realize the whole point was that you're never going to arrive at success. You're never going to get there. Even though you know where you want to go right now, maybe you do, right? But once you get there, you're going to see how far you've come. And I bet you're going to wonder how much further you can go. We're in this together forever, ever. I hope to see you in SheGo's community, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.